So the pathway has given way to a wide track with chalk to a pathway just with flint underneath. Single file really now, more like a pathway. And I think I just passed an Italian couple with their two children who asked me about the bluebells, whether they smelt. I said probably, well, they really don't smell too much. They have a sort of smell because of their colour. The colour almost smells. It's so intense and difficult to describe unless you're there in the woods. And I stopped here just to talk because I'm not going to say much more now. Just record some of the sounds along the way. But I just wanted to think about what I was going to say to Metropolitan Trail Academy in Italy and Trekking Italia. This is the walk for them. I wasn't sure whether this was going to be the case, but I think now I'm here, it's got a very strong sense of that. On the side here, I've got an absolutely beautiful display of blackthorn blossom, snowy white. Beyond the pathway here, Carmelo, Gianni, Gianluca, it's bright green in the distance, shaded on one side. And then we only have to walk 20-30 meters, keep going, and we're back out into the sunlight. I guess in some ways that's what's happening now. We've entered something that appears quite dark, but it perhaps is not the dark ages that people are panicking and worried about. And although it's incredibly painful in some ways, especially for some people who are caught up in it, the trauma of it, there is a strange possibility of a different light at the end of the pathway. And as I walk out here, you couldn't make it up, it's a field, it's absolutely field, it's a classic English, maybe British, maybe more British scene this time of year. The Lamb of God, here we go, a field full of spring lambs. They've probably only been on this earth for 1 or 2 weeks, perhaps longer, some of them. Some of the ewes might still be waiting to give birth. But it's literally a field, absolutely littered with tired-looking mothers and the little lambs chomping away. And that is a bucolic scene on the edge of London, which is strange and surreal, because you could be somewhere in the middle of Wales, or up in north of England in a field. Just block out the sound of the road and there you are. Magic. Magic. I'm trying to get a chance to talk to the lambs. Quite quiet at the moment. That tails are wagging. Here we go, the wind's got up, so probably won't be able to hear so much. Hello? How you doing? Number 32 and number 33. There they go, they're off. I'll just take their portrait. Here we go. And I'll leave you on that thought. Take care. Bye.